Well, want to know more about Iran, right? So I think it's time for you to watch the report of Iran and knowing Iran better. So stay tuned.
Sheikh Safiyyuddin Khanegah and Shrine and Symbol is the tomb of Sheikh Safiyyuddin Ardabili, located in Ardabil, Iran. Sheikh Safiyyuddin Ardabili was an Islamic scholar, a mystic of the 7th century, and the great ancestor of Safavid dynasty. He had many disciples during his time, and every day more than 3,000 people would come to see him. The Safavids valued the tomb mosque form, and the tomb with its mausoleum and prayer hall is located at a right angle to the mosque. The buildings in the complex surround a small inner courtyard, 31 by 16 meters, and the complex is entered through a long garden. The mausoleum of Sheikh Safi in Ardabil was first built by his son Sheikh Sadruddin Musa after Sheikh Safi's death in 1334. It was constructed between the beginning of the 16th century and the end of the 18th century. The mausoleum, a tall domed circular tower decorated with blue tile and about 17 meters in height. Beside it is the 17th century porcelain house preserving the sanctuary's ceremonial wares. Also part of the complex are many sections that have served as a variety of functions over the past centuries, including a library, a mosque, a school, mausoleum, a cistern, a hospital, kitchens, a bakery, and some offices. The tomb has different parts, Qandil Khane, or the main chamber, and the chamber next to it called Chini Khane, a Safavid-era chinaware storage. The glory and elegance of this place, plus its serenity and spiritual tranquility, is extremely impressive, and the 500-year-old Iranian artwork is visibly present. Several parts were gradually added to the main structure during the Safavid dynasty. A number of Safavid sheikhs and victims of the Safavids' battles, including the Battle of Chaldiran that took place 500 years ago, have been buried at the site. In 2010, it was registered on the UNESCO World Heritage List.
I'm back with you. We gotta bear in mind that the best way to acknowledge Fatima Zahra is to live like her. And the more the responsibility of that fact falls upon the women of society, because they construct the substructure of society on pillars of honesty, faithfulness, and faith by knowing her, and at the same time, rearing and educating their children with the behavioral method of Fatima Zahra. Millions of congratulations again on this auspicious birthday an occasion, and thanks for watching us. Goodbye, and God bless you.